It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about resolutions because it's January and it's time to think about the ways in which we want to improve our habits, our behavior, and how we interact with the world. Everyone knows the old classics: stop smoking, eat less, exercise more, be neater. And we're going to talk about some of those resolutions. But there are lots of other possible resolutions that are also life-changing or at least life-improving. So I'm going to propose some of those to you as well this month. And one of those possible resolutions involves evaluating how much television you watch and whether it's taking over your life. I think that many of us had it under control when there was just TV and you watched what came in via your cable company or your satellite provider. But now there are so many ways to watch TV and there is so much good programming that it can be overwhelming. Well, with all the reruns and the original programming available via Netflix and Amazon Prime and Crackle and Chicken Soup for the Soul TV and all the other streaming services, there is so much good stuff on the screen. But it's probably time to resolve that you just can't watch everything. And you're not going to see every popular show that you're hearing about from your friends or at work because you still need to have a life. So we had a great story about this in Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Resolution, from Ken McCowan, who decided around the time of his 50th birthday that he was going to give up virtually all TV. Ken says it was more of a midlife awakening than a midlife crisis. He just realized at age 50 that he was, as he says, well over halfway to being dead, and he wanted to take advantage of all the opportunities out there. Now that he's given up TV, Ken says that friends and family constantly ask him how he finds the time to do all the things he does. He says he only needs about 5 hours of sleep each night, but what really made the difference was giving up all of that excessive TV watching. Here's the math, according to Ken. He says, a little math revealed that I had already spent 8 years of my life watching television. It added up quickly. An hour or two each morning, watching cartoons as a kid. 4 hours or more in the evening watching news, sitcoms, and movies as an adult, plus weekend baseball and football games. The funny thing is, I can only recall a handful of programs from all those years of television watching. I remember seeing Roots. That had an impact. I remember the drama of the space race. I remember the names of a few programs. But the only things I remember were that I was in love with Cher, and Captain Kirk constantly beamed himself somewhere. The rest remains forever blank. Ken says he doesn't care what he's supposedly missing now on TV, and he's gotten back an extra 4 or 5 hours each day. He's been writing, traveling, growing his own food in a huge garden, and remodeling his house. He also reads 2 or 3 books a month, which is undoubtedly a lot better for him than staring at the TV. He also spends a lot of time with his grandson, and he takes guitar and piano lessons now. Ken figures he's added at least 6 years of doing things to his life by cutting out about 90% of the TV watching that he used to do. We had another great story on this theme by Cindy O'Leary in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. Cindy would watch TV in the morning to catch the news, but then she'd leave it on while she was doing housework, just to have some noise in the background while she was home alone all day. Often, she'd find herself sitting back down to watch something that seemed interesting. Then at the end of the day, of the TV being on in the background, her husband would come home and she'd keep him company and watch the news and then more TV. Cindy eventually realized that the TV was on in her house for about 15 hours a day. That's 105 hours a week, 450 hours a month, 5,400 hours a year. She wasn't reading, sewing, painting, taking walks, or sitting on the swing in her garden talking to friends on the phone. She decided to take her life back, and with her husband's agreement, she unhooked the cables, packed the equipment in a box, and shipped it all back. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these resolution ideas from two of our books, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Resolution, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Joy of Less. You can find all our books, including those, on Amazon for sure, and also a large selection of our titles at Barnes & Noble. And our newer books can be found at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. Now, if you would like to become one of our storytellers, the good news is that we are always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just go to chickensoup.com, click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu, and we will guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode for two stories about how you can set yourself up nicely for the coming year by using the power of forgiveness to put the past in the past, which is where it belongs.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.